Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored, as always, to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner. I'm a certified metaphysician, author, holistic life coach, and certified aromatherapist, and a radio talk show host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And for each show, I always state the reason for my developing the show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws, and also cultural and political topics as well. This evening, we have the opportunity to have three guests, and I'm one of the guests for the show. And Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. And our guest this evening will be Ms. Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and myself, Professor Jamila Franklin. And if you would like to join in on our discussion this evening, please feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those of you who are on the board already who have called in, and if you want to use your computer, just type in http://tobtr.com/s/547683. Again, http://tobtr.com/s/547683863. And internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion. And only one caller at a time. Again, this is Professor Jamila Franklin, and the show is Higher Consciousness. And my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week, we discussed Know Your Rights, National Insurance Education Month, and our wonderful guest was Ms. Wanda Baines. That was a very, very informative and educational show. I've received feedback from people that they really enjoyed it. And if you missed the show, you can go to our website that I just gave earlier, and you can download the show or listen to the show. And last week we had 10 live listens and 19 callers. However, since last week we've had over 200 downloads, which means 200 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the show since last week. And as always, I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, we have had 39,267 listens, which includes the live calls. And this is in only 11 and a half months. And so, as I've stated before, if you are not able to join us live, feel free to patch in the show from the previous week by clicking on the link, and you can listen to not only last week's show, but prior shows as well. And for last week, as I stated, the topic was Know Your Rights, and our National Insurance Education Month. September is National Education Insurance Month. And Ms. Baines, Wanda Baines, is a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and has lived in the Atlanta, Georgia area since 1999. And she has been an advocate for financial wellness since 2009. Her passion is to bring financial awareness and education to the community at large, especially to women. And Ms. Baines is a broker, dealer, and has been appointed to Fortune 500 companies such as Transamerica, Western Reserve Life, Jackson National, and Ing, just to name a few. She offers free personal financial strategies for retirement, higher education, and strategies for financial independence. And she also provided everyone with her contact information. So I definitely would like to have you contact Ms. Baines if you want more information about financial planning and insurance information. She talked to us to tell us which insurance policies you should consider purchasing, which would also have like a savings policy connected to it. And she is so informative. And she's they're having a workshop, or they've had the workshop this past weekend, I believe. But she gave the contact information, so please feel free to contact her. She has a wealth of information. And it was a pleasure having her on the show. So tonight, again, our topic is healthy women, healthy living, creating community, one woman at a time. And our guest speakers, as I said, will be Ms. Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and myself. Now, healthy women, healthy living, creating one community, creating community one woman at a time. The goal for this is empowering women who are seeking ways to improve their lives using holistic approaches to achieve health and wellness is our goal. We, Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and Professor Jamila Franklin, are committed to providing services that allow women to realize and actualize their full potential. Tonight, you will be able to listen to expert advice about ways to noticeably improve women's health and to learn about our upcoming October free teleseminar series. Yes, you got that right. I said free, and you're receiving a wealth of information from us with our teleseminar series. If you want to have more information about the series or to contact us, go to our Facebook page, which is https://www.facebook.com/healthywomenhealthyliving. Again, our link is https://www.facebook.com/healthywomenhealthyliving. And we also, on that link, will give you information about our October 2nd, October 9th, October 16th, and October 23rd, free, capital F-R-E-E, teleseminar series, which will be held on Wednesday evenings from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to get more information and to call in, you would dial 206-402-0100. And the PIN number is 032865. Again, to join us starting this Wednesday for our teleseminar, October 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the telephone number is 206-402-0100, and the PIN number is 032865. Okay, I'll give that information to you later on during the show. For the first part, I'm introducing this evening Dr. Imani Ma'at. And Dr. Imani Ma'at assists organizations serving women and or youth to create healthy choices and healthy lifestyles. Dr. Ma'at holds graduate degrees from Harvard University, MIT, and Columbia University. Dr. Imani, as she is affectionately called, is an acclaimed author, award-winning health educator, researcher, and poet with 22 years of experience at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, as a health scientist and program director. As the director of a national program to eliminate health disparities, REACH 2010, she spearheaded a team of experts that guided and supported the efforts of community coalitions around the U.S. in the development of new and innovative approaches to chronic diseases such as diabetes, cancer, HIV, heart disease, infant mortality, and more. Armed with the truth and an understanding of the urgent need for accurate information and skills to reduce risk for chronic diseases, Dr. Imani launched Healthy Haiku Productions. As the CEO of Healthy Haiku Productions, she has created health and wellness workshops based on her scientifically evaluated and award-winning curriculum. This curriculum infuses the arts into health education. Healthy Haiku Workshops also grew out of the creative experience of co-directing her teen theater group, Yes for Health, Inc., and through working with mentors, youth, and women's organizations over the last 11 years. During workshops, participants learn about health issues and, most importantly, how to create a powerful life and environment that stimulates positive choices and healthy lives. Her workshops are fun, educational, interactive, and effective. Dr. Imani guides participants through a process that empowers them to adopt healthy behaviors and practices, which stimulates personal growth and development in all areas of their lives. Being more health conscious, armed with information and tools that reinforce our lessons, this creates more productive, creative, and energetic individuals. Dr. Imani has a very exciting upcoming Women Health Spa Retreat that she will share with you, the listening audience, during our interview. If you would like to contact Dr. Imani, her contact number is 404-702-4382. Again, her telephone number is 404-702-4382. And her website is http://about.me/DRIMANI. Again, http://about.me/DRIMANI. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Dr. Imani, who is a wonderful colleague and very dear friend of mine. And she's joining Zoe and myself this evening as we talk about our collaborative effort. Greetings, Dr. Imani Maat. How are you?
Hey, Professor Jamila Franklin Oyende. I'm well. How are you?
I am doing very, very, very well. I've given people information about your illustrious background, and I know for people who've been on, who've been listening religiously to the show, they are somewhat familiar with you and your background, but I wanted to provide your wonderful background for the new listening members. So,
well,
I told them that we're going
so
to have...
If the,
oh, you're very, very, very welcome. I've told our listening audience that both you, Zoe, and I have decided to come together to form a collaborative group to address the issues of women in terms of their health. And the group that we are a multiracial group. So we are looking at women of all races and all ages, preferably from mid-30s and up, to address and to assist them with any health issues, emotional issues, stress issues, anything that's affecting their health, we're here to serve them. So would you like to talk specifically about what you are offering during the teleseminar series?
I'll get to that. I just want to say a couple of prefacing remarks. First of all, thank you so much for having me on, and it is truly an honor, Jamila, to collaborate with you and Zoe on this really, really important, really, really needed activity that we're embarking upon. I mean, for me, having worked at the CDC for 22 years, I was, I headed up, as you mentioned, the National Program in Health Disparities. And we had an opportunity to see firsthand what wonderful things that community coalitions were building and designing in terms of new strategies to reach people with information about diabetes. You know, they started exercise programs, they started nutritional programs, and so many really, really powerful things going on around the country that were collaboration, which is, you know, one of the reasons I'm always big on collaborations, because you can get so much more done with people that have different backgrounds and different levels, different types of expertise. But we saw health departments, community-based organizations, universities, police departments, schools, hospitals come together and create really, really powerful programs. But and there is no but. But what happens is that in spite of all of these wonderful things that we saw, million-dollar projects in cities across the country. So we saw a lot of really powerful work, really good evaluation components to prove that these new strategies were effective. But, you know, still and yet we still continue to see, in general, the rise of diabetes, the rise of breast and cervical cancer. You know, now they're saying... Approximately one out of three women will be diagnosed with breast cancer sometime in her life. And I've seen those statistics come to life with people that I work with right at CDC, you know, colleagues of mine, you know, who were getting diabetes, who were getting breast cancer, who were, you know, having, you know, dealing with issues of obesity. And isn't the nation's prevention agency? Aren't we supposed to be doing better? But it just goes to show, I mean, that working there was just a microcosm of the country where the issues are so huge. And I also had a wonderful opportunity to work through a contract with the Center for Black Women's Wellness here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was clear that women, a lot of women that were in the class that I taught, they needed a... You know, I taught, you know, different topics about nutrition, about diet, about obesity, about the importance of hydrating the body with, you know, good quality alkaline water, and so many, you know, issues around exercise. You know, we did yoga, we did so many things that were a lot of fun. But what came to me was that so many people need sort of a personal plan for mm-hmm. their health and wellness. You know, so they need help defining what their priorities are for health and wellness, because we always want to do it all, and that's when things fall apart. It's like, okay, I'm giving up everything. I'm not going to eat anything that's bad for me. I'm going to exercise 20 minutes mm-hmm. every day. I'm going to meditate 20 minutes every day, and you take on everything at the same time. So it's easy to say, well, I tried it. It didn't work. You know, and then just go back to doing what you were doing, which was nothing healthy. So what I'm doing personally, and I'll get to the retreat, but what I'm offering is a chance to work with women to help them to carve out their health and wellness goals and to develop a plan for reaching those goals, whether it's 6 months or 12 months or 2 years, but something that's feasible and something that's truly tailored to what they need. And I'm not a physician, so I'm not trying to take the place of a physician. Physicians do one thing, and I do something totally different that we kind of wish most physicians would do, but they don't. You know, a lot of physicians, you get 5 minutes with them, they diagnose what's going on, and they prescribe prescription medication or surgery or whatever to fix the problem. But, you know, we're talking about prevention as well as maintenance and looking at ways that, you know, there are a lot of things that can be reversed that people, you know, have been told can't. You know, we've seen a lot of people who had diabetes, you know, they were diagnosed with diabetes and they no longer have it. You know, so it's a chronic disease that can, in fact, especially type 2 diabetes, be changed with the proper plan put in place and the proper behavior changes, the proper dietary changes and exercise changes. And we often work in collaboration with physicians, with chiropractors, with other health practitioners, naturopathic doctors, so that we're not doing anything, you know, in violation of what people's doctors are recommending to them. So it's really nice to be able to bring another perspective in somebody's health and wellness life, and to give them a sense of excitement and hope that things can change. I've worked with very young children, with my Healthy Haiku series and with the Yes for Health Teen Theater. And I've gone into elementary school and had discussions with children about diabetes in particular, because we have a big play that we're getting ready to recast on diabetes. And that reminded me to give that information at the end of the show, because that's going to be a really nice opportunity. But so I've spoken with very young children and asked them, you know, do you know anybody in your family or in your neighborhood or extended family that has diabetes? And every hand goes up. That's kind of scary. You know, that's how prevalent it is in the communities. And then when I asked them, so what do you think about do you think that you're going to end up having diabetes? And many of them say, oh, yes, because it's in our family. Now, these are, wow. I'm talking first, second graders, third graders who have been told that they're eventually going to get diabetes because it's in their family. And they have no idea what that means other than the fact that they see, you know, mama has it, auntie has it, grandma has it, uncle so-and-so has it. So, you know, eventually I'm going to have diabetes. And what they don't realize and what their families need to be told is that what we're seeing are patterns in the same family of lifestyle, of eating. You know, so if we're all eating the same way, we're all doing the same thing, you know, we're all going to have pretty much the same outcome. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's genetic. We didn't have diabetes when we were in Africa. You know, and of course, throughout Africa now, their diets are mimicking Western diets. So you're seeing more and more cases of diabetes and high blood pressure and everything else, cancers. But you know, if it were genetic, then we would have seen it many, many, many years ago. In the same patterns and rates that we're seeing it now. So there's a lot of miseducation about what people can do for their health. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, so all of those are very exciting topics to me, and all of those come up through the discussions and very, very liberating for people because there are things that they have, you know, and I'm talking to a 35-year-old woman, and she's been holding the same notions about health and wellness from when she was a child, and I introduced some alternatives, you know, alternative ways of thinking about health. It's like, wow, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. How come they've never told us that? And so it's fun for me. It's exciting to be able to impact lives like this and to share really, really, really important information, important resources. So as we move closer to, and Jamila may have mentioned, I'm also a radio show host, so I can go. I can just keep talking.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. I'm enjoying it. But, so I know my listening audience is enjoying it. Of course, yeah.
I hope so. My son always says I'm long-winded, and I'm like, sometimes it comes in handy.
I'm also
a college professor.
Yeah, but the thing is, I enjoy listening to you because you're packed with so much information, and you're so passionate about what you do, and you're very caring and you're very sincere. So I would rather listen to you for hours than listen to things that just that really don't make sense to me. You know, other TV shows, radio shows, or people. I just they're having fun, and there's nothing wrong with it, but you walk away with no information. You have not been fed. Listening to you,
exactly.
My listening audience is really getting something, and they're being saturated with helpful, excellent information that is going to not only change their lives, but in some cases save their lives. So
exactly.
I think that's really important.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, please
continue. Well,
thank
you. And I'm not going to give it all away in terms of the what we're doing on the Instant Teleseminar, but I'm going to talk more about the services that I offer and, you know, invite people. One thing that I can tell people from now is that I'm offering a 30 minutes of free coaching so that we can explore what their health challenges are and help them to define their goals and come up with a plan, like I said, that's tailored to them. You know, there are going to be no two plans that are exactly the same. And, you know, I will work with them and monitor their progress, help them out, give them resources, give them referrals to other health practitioners. You know, I want if nothing else, I've learned to stay in my lane. I know that if somebody really wants Reiki, even though I have trained in up to two levels of Reiki. If I know if they want Reiki, I send them to you because that's your lane. You know, I don't really, I do Reiki on my family members and on my pets, but I haven't really developed it as a practice. So, you know, I like referring especially to good friends in the network. And that's really important for us to support each other. Like I said, I've seen the collaboration piece work on a large level. And so as we create small groups of collaborators who are working, especially in the field of health and wellness, this has so much potential, and there's so much work to be done, and none of us can do it by ourselves.
Exactly.
So, like I said, it's really a pleasure to work with you, to be able to share in a way that we can support each other. So on the Instant Teleseminar, as I said, I'll be talking about that in particular, I'm going to share with people that we have, as you said, a very exciting upcoming women's retreat, women's health spa retreat. And it is on a 3-acre wooded retreat center in Stone Mountain, and which Jamila knows is just a lovely, lovely place. And it happens to be my home where we live now.
Great.
But we're thinking of actually turning this center into a health and wellness center and actually moving our residents to another place. So where, you know, they say speak it into existence, have, you know, so we are in the process of being the retreat center, and it's fun. It's fun seeing the transition and what we need to do to make that happen. But at the retreat center, we're going to have, oh my goodness, some of the best natural healers and health and wellness practitioners and live and raw food preparers and experts. We're going to have meditation. We have an exercise room with different exercise stations. I mean, all kinds of things. And each of them has a different purpose. And we'll explain all of the machines and what they do and how you can benefit. One of the things that I try to do it every day, and I often don't treat myself, but we have an inversion table that if you ever learn the health benefits of standing on your head, you know, and having the blood flow down and helping the vertebrae in your back. Well, the inversion table helps you to get all of the health benefits of doing a headstand without putting the pressure on your limbs or your head or your neck. So we have an inversion table that is wonderful. There are a lot of people that suffer from chronic back pain, and they get on the inversion table, and as they're on, and it's basically, you know, it tilts upside down. You get on it, you put your feet in kind of stirrups, and you go upside down. And it gives you so much relief for lower back pain, because it allows the vertebrae to kind of expand and have space so that they can just sort of relax and not be crunched up on each other, which, you know, standing vertical does for us. So that's just a sample. We have Professor Jamila Franklin will be there with the aromatherapy, and I really, really look forward to that, because the whole house I know is going to be filled up with wonderful, wonderful aroma. We have massage therapists who will be here, female massage therapists, because I know some women are more comfortable with that. We have a woman in the community who does live and raw food, and she's going to be preparing a meal and demonstrating how to prepare it, as well as serving. So she, excuse me for that 1 second, and we'll also have smoothies. My husband and I make a lot of delicious smoothies. And with natural ingredients, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting competition from the little one. But anyway, we will have demonstrations of how to make the smoothies, what's important to put in them. If you're going to do a fast, what does it mean to get proper nutrition? Because we don't believe in starvation fast. So, you know, we do liquid fast, but we want to make sure that people get the proper nutrition, the supplements, the fruits and greens and things that they need in them to sustain them, so that they don't get hungry, they get filled, but they still give their body a chance to relax from hyper digestion, which is a state that most of us are in, hyper digestion. So and we'll also have a treat, because we have a really luxurious infrared sauna, which I was not going to share with the members of the retreat. And I'm like, how could I not do that? As a loving, giving being, I was like, nope, we've got to do that. We've got to allow them to do that. So we'll have fresh towels and everything, and it really will be a luxurious day. And it's funny, because we started, the retreat is going to be on November 9th, and we originally said that it was going to be from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And then as we started adding practitioners and people who wanted to participate, we went from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So we really are talking a whole day. And I know that we've held the focus groups for women and done a number of activities here in the house. And the downside for us is that once people get here, they get so comfortable that they don't want to leave. So we'll have to give people incentives for going home once they're here. But again, it's going to be so much fun. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. And we have intentionally decided to keep it small, because we don't want it to. We could easily have 50 people here for this retreat, and And that's a little unfair to those who come because we've promised them a day of rest, relaxation, and luxury. So if you're tripping over each other and you don't have room to lay back and meditate or whatever you need to do, then it's a little uncomfortable. So we're going mm-hmm. to cap it at no more than 20 people. And believe it or not, the spaces are filling up. I was at a conference of the International Black Women's Congress, which was fabulous. Oh, my goodness. It was so good this past weekend. And a number of women that were there have signed up. And a couple said, well, I want to sign up my daughter, too. You know, one did sign up her daughter on the spot in addition to herself. So all that to say, the spaces are filling up. And we want to make sure that people have an opportunity. We have the price of it is really, really, really ridiculous. It's so low, and it's only because this is our first one at this location, mm-hmm. and we want to be able to evaluate it, see what we did right, what we did wrong. Hopefully we do nothing wrong, but we want to be able to document. You know, I'm a researcher, I'm a scientist. I need to be able to document how effective this event is, so we don't want it to be overcrowded. So if people are interested in attending, we do have a sign-up page that is imanimaat.info. So it's http://imani, imani.info. And when you go to that page, you'll click on classes, because there are other offerings there. And those other offerings, you know, I will mention during the teleseminar. But in particular, if you click on classes, you'll see the Women's Health Spa Retreat. And the price was originally it was like $150. And, in fact, that's the price that it's going to go back up to after October 18th. So for people who are really, really serious, you can go to imanimaat.info, and there's one, yeah. Anyway, the price right now, and we calculated how much this would cost given the hourly rates of all of these practitioners, it would easily be a $600 to $700 value. And trust me, I've gone to retreats. I've gone to sessions, you know, with women and with healthcare practitioners for a day, and I've spent $1,000. So we're charging $99, and the price will be $99 up through the 18th of October, and then it's going to go back to $150. So actually, I'm assuming that by the 18th of October, we're going to be filled up. So if you're interested, I would not hesitate. I would go ahead and sign up. And if you have any questions, feel free to call me because I'd love to be able to answer any questions that you might have. So I am going to talk more details about the retreat on our call Wednesday evening. Jamila gave you the login, the call number, and the PIN number to access that program on Wednesday, so I'll have more time to speak and to go into detail about what we're doing on November 9th for the Women's Health Spa Retreat, as well as the other offerings that I have. So, Jamila, do you have anyone that might have questions? Do you take questions during the discussion?
Yes, I have mm-hmm. someone on the line. But before we get to that, what I want to do is take a short commercial break and call in. I will get to you immediately once we come back. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings, welcome back. You are listening to Higher Consciousness, and tonight we have the wonderful opportunity to have Dr. Imani Ma'at, who's currently on the line now, and Ms. Zoe Fuji, who will join us at 8 o'clock, and myself, and we're talking about healthy living, healthy women, and we're going to have a teleconference seminar beginning on Wednesday, this Wednesday, October 2nd, and I will give you more information about that, and there's a caller who's on the line, and we want to plug her or him in. Greetings, caller. How are you? Hello?
Hi, Professor Jamila. It's Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, friend?
We're doing well. We're doing well. You know Dr. Imani Ma'at as well.
Hey, yes. Joanna. How are you?
Hi, friend. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So nice to hear your voice.
Likewise.
Thank you.
My question was, so my parents and I are very, very, we live very healthy lifestyles, like very, we exercise every day, we eat the right foods, et cetera. And there's no diabetes, but there's very high cholesterol. And, they both take medication for it. I mean, they're in their 70s. They both swim 50 laps a day in the pool, play racquetball,
wow.
Play tennis. Oh, yeah. They're thin, active. There's basically lettuce in the refrigerator. Like, very, very healthy. That's how I was raised. And I had my cholesterol tested, and it's very high. And it's just frustrating. And I'm wondering if you have any advice. I know you were talking about diabetes, but I was wondering, what's your advice? Because they say that when your cholesterol is high and you take medication for it, sometimes it's not the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
There are different things that can be done. We have a device called it's a compass. It's called a compass. You put your hand on it, and it basically helps to analyze what your body may be deficient of in terms of supplements and nutrients, minerals and vitamins and so forth. And so sometimes it could just be because there's an imbalance, and certainly it's hard to speak, you know, without sitting with you and going through the work with the compass. It's called a Zyto compass, but it's very, very accurate. We've seen some wonderful results in terms of people just getting more of a balance in their bodies. It sounds like you all are doing everything right, so I can imagine the frustration. I've actually heard people say that the focus on cholesterol is not necessarily the right focus, and that sometimes slightly elevated cholesterol is okay. I mean, your body makes cholesterol, you know. So what happens is you know, we take in additional cholesterol from animal products that our body doesn't necessarily need. So, you know, it could be a matter of just checking how much you're consuming of animal products versus greens versus legumes versus grains. You know, then I'm working on totally reducing my grain intake. But, you know, you might just look at that and see, just kind of take note of how much animal products you're consuming. And some people, even adults, drink a lot of cow's milk and things that have milk in them, which we don't, our bodies don't really need. They don't really even like it. You know, we through habit, you know, tend to continue doing things that are comforting to us in a way that comforts our minds and our souls, but not necessarily our body. So, you know, it may be a matter of cutting back on milk and dairy products and milk products. Mm. Because a lot of us eat way too much cheese and things.
Hello.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some little things you can do, Joanna, and you know this. I know you know this. you just needed to hear it again. So I'm happy to share with you. And I understand because I'll do cheese every now and then. I'm not a purist, if you will. Every now and then, if I'm having a meal and it has it in it, I won't, you know, get real crazy. I don't add a lot of extra cheese to stuff that I'm consuming. I don't buy cheese. So it's like if I'm out and at a restaurant or something, but I don't buy it and keep it in the refrigerator. So anyway, those are just some tips for you, Joanna. You and your parents, watch your dairy and your animal product intake in general, and it will, I would imagine, it will have a really profound impact on those cholesterol numbers.
Thank you. It's been like really frustrating because we feel so healthy. Besides the cheese, we feel so healthy, and it's like, what is going on? Like, what's going on? So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And thank you for everything that you share with us. You're just a gift and a blessing. And I thank you for everything you're sharing with us and teaching us. And you're just a beautiful soul. And I just thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. And thank you for your kind and beautiful words. We are all merely just reflections of each other. You know, so I so appreciate what you do and the gifts that you shared with me, Joanna. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do as well.
You're welcome. Thank you, friend.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or comments, Joanna?
That was my main frustration and question when she was talking about the diabetes and stuff. It's just the cholesterol came up, and my family's been frustrated literally for decades over it because we try so hard to be so healthy over it. So that helps a lot, though, because I'm not going to lie, I'm a cheese milk addict. That probably, and they are too. We're healthy. We're healthy, but we do love our dairy products. So if that's the issue, then that might solve the issue for us, because my mom can't take the medication. It gives her a bad reaction. So,
Well, you know, one of the things I should have said, whenever I suggest taking something away, I always talk about alternatives. And we've been using... We kind of went through a transition from soy milk to almond milk to flaxseed and hemp milk. And as we progressed in that order, we found that they were less and less mucus producing. But like my parents, I got them off of cow's milk. They buy almond milk religiously. They go to the store and they buy almond milk and they have that with their cereal in the morning. So, and neither of them, they're in their mid-80s. They haven't had any cholesterol problems since cutting back on cow's milk. So I know that it's possible. And they taste pretty good. I know there's a vanilla almond milk that we still purchase and they buy all the time. And it has a nice flavor with your cereal or we put it in tea and coffee if people drink coffee. So it really is a nice substitute. And they also have Like for yogurts, they have different types of yogurt that are made from coconut and from soy and from a number of things that, that again, are alternatives. So you'll still be able to get that taste and that consistency that you like without the negative effects on your cholesterol.
Have you heard of lactaid? Do you guys have lactaid?
Yes,
I know it. I've seen it in the store, but again, those are still cow milk products, and so I tend to leave those alone. Those generally are good for people that have trouble digesting cow milk. So you know they change the enzyme structure in the milk so that you can digest it better, but that doesn't necessarily help with the cholesterol issue.
Okay, that's what I've been on. So I need to switch to an almond milk or something or coconut because I've been on the lactaid. Okay.
Yeah, just give it a try and see what your body likes. See what works for you. Because you know there's some that you may like the taste of and others that you don't like the taste of. So just see, you know, it's an opportunity to learn something new, try something new, and then you know see how it works with your body as well.
Got it.
Good. Okay.
Thank you so much, Joanna.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening, Joanna, because we have Zoe coming up next, and then I'm going to give some information, too. And so I would just mute you, and then if you want to ask a question, you can just call back in to ask a question because I wouldn't know if you wanted to ask a question. So you can just, you know, dial the number back again, and then I would know, and, you know, press 1. Okay?
I got it.
Okay. All right, beloved. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Love you both.
You're welcome.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Take care.
Hey, for those listening audience, if you would like to join us, feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we are currently talking to Dr. Imani, who has to leave in about 8 minutes.
Go ahead.
Bringing in Zoe.
I was just thinking.
Who's another collaborative partner with us. Yes.
And so just one piece I was going to share is that I know with my women's class, and we've also shared this video here in our home. It's called Eating the Rave, RAVE Diet. And it's such a powerful piece that talks about the health benefits of a plant-based diet. And it's one we may show a couple of segments from it during the retreat in November. But there is a line in there, and it's like once you hear this line, it's like you can never really think about eating the same way. But the line is that eating is the most popular form of unassisted suicide.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like just sit with that for a minute because it says we are doing this to ourselves. You know, it just amazes me when I hear people say, oh, you know, I've got a diagnosis of diabetes, I got the big C, or, you know, and then they're like pulling their hairs out. It's like, how could this happen to me, you know? And, you know, what we do, and it's not about blaming people, it's just the opposite. We encourage people to take total responsibility for their health. You know, our healthcare practitioners, and even me, you know, we're here to support you and to guide you and to share information. But ultimately, you're in charge of your health and your wellness, mind, body, spirit. You know, that's the other thing. We connect the whole cycle, so that it's not just seen as one thing. And, you know, we do presentations on alkaline water, but even that, we connect the water with the food, with the with exercise, with our mindsets, with the that's why for the retreat we're really trying to bring people coming in from a number of different perspectives, so that you can see that it's not just one thing. You know, you're not going to just drink water for the rest of your life or all day. But you need to know the importance of water in your diet. I've met so many people that say, I don't like water. Mm-hmm. You don't like water. Your body is 75 to 95% water, depending on what part of your body we're talking about. So that means mm-hmm. there's something about you that doesn't like yourself. Think about it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we are going to have so much to share. I want to just make a special plug. We have a gentleman who's come to Atlanta who will be with us at the retreat November 9th. His name is Dr. Sahu Omri. And Professor Jamila introduced me to him. And he is an incredible, incredible healer. He formerly had MS, and he was blind in one eye. And he's young. He's probably in his young 40s. But he has been trained by some of the top masters and healers around the globe. And when I say he is no joke and that he knows what he's doing, he's one of the few males that I'm allowing to come to the retreat, because I really kind of envisioned it as a women's day, you know, just women kind of relaxing and being able to share with each other. But and he's just going to come in and speak during his time and then leave. But I thought it was so important to expose the guests for the retreat to him and what he has to offer this community. He is truly, truly amazing. So that's the last thing I'll say about that. No, Jamil, I just could not leave off tonight without mentioning that he's going to be here, as well as some other truly, truly, truly powerful people. He's, you know, how you get excited about the newest and the latest thing in your life. Well, I think he's going to be the newest and the latest for a long, long time, because the excitement is so high about him and what he has to offer. So with that,
it really is. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I think with Dr. Omri, who's just truly, truly gifted. And then I know that you have Soraya Abdul-Mateen, who is who is one of the best meditation healers, teachers that I've come across. And she's providing meditation, guided meditation exercises for people. So when you come, you can just really relax at this retreat, because Soraya is going to come around using her singing bowl as well, which is healing on so many different levels.
So your retreat, which is going
to be in a scenic area, is just so wonderful. And what I want to do is just remind everyone that we're going to give you more information, not just about the retreat, but also about the teleseminar series. Zoe is joining us at 8 o'clock, and then I will come on around 8:45 or 8:30, just Zoe and I will be on the line together to talk about what we're going to talk about in terms of the teleseminar series. So we have two things. We have Dr. Imani's wonderful retreat that's taking place in November, but the teleseminar series begins this Wednesday from 7:30 until 8:30, and I will give you the information again for that. And during that series, that's available to people like Joanna, who lives in California, people like my friend Sherry, who always joins us, people in Tennessee. Anyone can join us to get information that Dr. Imani was talking about during the teleseminar series. And those dates will be October the 2nd, October the 9th, October the 16th, October the 23rd. And Dr. Imani is going to make her presentation on October the 16th. And we're opening up on October the 2nd. And it's free. It's a teleseminar series. We're inviting everyone from around the country to participate and be a part of that, because what we want to do is give you excellent information about your health. And you have the expert advice from three experts, from Dr. Imani, who is a scientist and has trained and worked at the CDC, the Center for Disease Diseases and Control. And then you have Zoe, who is going to give you information. She's a health educator, an entrepreneur who coaches and teaches mothers about cultural diversity, sustainable health, and wealth. And she was born to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. So she's going to talk on a teleseminar series. And then myself, my background is I'm in psychology, a holistic life coach, and I'm also a professor, and I do life coaching, private counseling, Reiki energy and energy medicine. And I deal with the spiritual, emotional bodies, which affect the physical. Mm-hmm. So you have the whole spectrum with the three of us on these teleseminar calls. And these calls with some of the well-known coaches will cost a lot of money, and we're giving it to you free. So
free.
Please tell
this
your friends.
This is going to be off the chain.
This is phenomenal. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And the dial-in number for you, for those of you who are joining us this Wednesday, remember, it starts this Wednesday, October the 2nd. So Dr. Imani just gave you a little bit of what she's going to give you on the 16th. So the dial-in number is 206-402-0100. PIN number 032865. Again, the dial-in number for October the 2nd for the teleseminar series, Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. The dial-in number is 206-402-0100. PIN number 032865. And it's free. We're going to have PowerPoint slides to go over some of the things we're going to talk about for this pre-conference. And the pre-conference is giving you more information about our individual seminars that we will have throughout the month.
Right.
So this Wednesday, again, at 7:30 p.m., call 206-402-0100, and the PIN number is 032865. This is an event you will not want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
You will not want to miss.
Absolutely.
So,
and
Dr.
Jamila, I'm going
give
to,
people information
yeah,
about
to,
contact information as you get ready to
sure.
end your presentation.
Yes, people can call me at 404-702-4382. That's 404-702-4382. Email is my first and last name, Imani, IMANIMAAT at ME.com. That's Imani Ma'at at ME.com. And if you want to go ahead and reserve your space, like I said, the spaces are filling up quickly for the retreat. I'm so excited about that. You can register at ImaniMa'at.info. And if you have any questions or run into any problems with that site, you shouldn't, because we spent a lot of time putting it together. So just call me, 404-702-4382, if you have any trouble. But we look forward to having you and look forward to speaking with you again on Wednesday evening on the 2nd. Thank you so much, Jamila, for having me.
You're
on
your
radio
welcome,
show.
You're very welcome, Imani.
Thank
you so much
and
for...
Thank you. Now, I just wanted to invite people to join us on the Healthy Haiku Blog Talk radio show tomorrow evening, which is my show from 6:30 to 7:30 on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/healthyhaiku4, Y-O-U-T-H. So we've got a real dynamic guest that's going to be on with us tomorrow talking about the play on diabetes that we're bringing back. So people might want to tune into that, I hope. So thank you again, Jamila, and we will speak
on welcome.
Wednesday evening. Enjoy the rest of your show. And tell Zoe I said hi. I see she texted me and said she's holding on, so I know you see her there on the line.
Yes. She's the next stop.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
then.
Thank you.
Well, have a good evening. Okay, take care. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay, before
okay,
our
bye-bye.
Next guest, we're going to have a brief commercial break, and then we're bringing on Miss Zoe Fuji, who is another collaborator for our group called Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Create a Community, One Woman at a Time. Stay tuned.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Greetings. Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. This evening we have this wonderful topic entitled Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community One Woman at a Time. And our guests this evening include Dr. Imani Ma'at, who talked with us for about 45 minutes, and she had to leave, so she gave her perspective because we're having a teleseminar series which starts on Wednesday. And the number, again, for that teleseminar series dealing with women's health and the health of anyone who is a female, you should definitely call in because we're going to be able to provide free expert advice about health issues that may concern you. That teleseminar number is 206-402-0100, and the PIN number is 032865. Again, the teleseminar number is 206-402-0100, PIN number 032865. And we will have a teleseminar every Wednesday in October, October the 2nd, October the 9th, October the 16th, and the 23rd, a free seminar talking about health issues that affect women. The time will be 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. Again, the time is 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, our next guest, there are three of us who are working on this teleseminar series, Dr. Imani Ma'at, Ms. Zoe Fuji, and myself. Ms. Zoe Fuji is a health educator and entrepreneur who coaches and teaches mothers about cultural diversity, sustainable health, and wealth. Being born to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, she grew up naturally learning the harmony and balance of the mind-body connection. Zoe uses cutting-edge science research to help her clients understand how mind and spirit affect physical health. Her non-judgmental, empathetic approach has gained trust among women who live in multicultural environments. Zoe is a certified patient care specialist, Reiki practitioner, and Theta healing instructor. She has a BS degree in health sciences from Columbus State University in Georgia. And as a health educator, she assisted government agencies plan and evaluate health and education programs. Zoe is a founder of Fuji Holistic International, LLC. And her website is http://zoifuji.com. Again, her website is http://zoifuji.com. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to bring on Zoe so she can give you some information about what she does. Greetings, Zoe. How are you?
Hi, Professor Jamila. How are you?
I'm doing so
well. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I've been listening today. I was driving. I had to drive my daughter to tutoring. She is prepared for SAT for the college entrance. So I was driving her, but, you know, I was listening to Dr. Imani's story, and oh my goodness, I really strongly thinking that we really need to collaborate and connect other women And I am so happy that we can do this together.
I am so happy, too, because we're bringing cultures, people from different cultural backgrounds, from different ethnicities together, and racial backgrounds, because that is what is needed now at this time in this country and in the world. We don't need to have polarized groups. We need people of all different ethnicities and races coming together to help heal this planet. So you were born to a traditional healer, Zoe, in Japan.
Yes.
You're originally from Japan.
Yes, I was born in Tokyo 47 years ago. And my mother has been practicing acupressure and acupuncture, and she was a healer, yes.
Hello?
Yes, and then, I'm sorry. talking about cultural diversity, I left Japan when I was 20 to study English in England. And since then, I came back once and I met my husband who was American. And we lived in Japan a long time and then we had 4 children together. And as he retired, he was working at military. So as he retired, we decided to come back to the States, which is about 10 years ago. And going through this, you know, very, very interesting that, you know, I see many different people from different country, different race. However, you know, those differences really showing us how similar we are. You know, the I remember I was thinking, listening to Dr. Imani talking this past hour, I was thinking the first day I met you and Dr. Imani. I was invited to a meeting, and I saw you guys, and then immediately I felt connection. I don't know why. And then we started talking. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
I do remember.
And then that was
about the connection. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. That was a long time ago. And, you know, when I saw you too, I felt connection, but, you know, I had no expectation that we can do something to bring something better to many women. And I am very, very excited to our collaboration from starting this Wednesday. And I am preparing for some really good information about physical health, because I believe that we know ourselves through the body. It's like physical body is just a gift from whatever, the creator, soul, God, for us to really enjoy. But in order to do that, we really have to be responsible for each of our cells in our body.
Right.
And I'm going to provide really good information, easy to understand, but newest cutting-edge science-based information, so that you can really listen, understand, and the most important thing is so that you can use, you know, you can integrate the information to everyday life. You know, just a small, I want listeners to take small steps after we do this 4 weeks of teleseminar, that I'm hoping that me and you and Dr. Imani, we can provide something, some actual step that everybody can take.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know about your heart and your passion, Zoe, and I know that you have a program that is scientifically based and that it is not, and it helps women understand how to have a healthier body by understanding the relationship of what they eat and how it affects the body so they can maintain a healthy weight. There are women who are in the listening audience whom I suspect, and some I can probably know, have weight issues, and they go on these fad programs. And what they do is they lose the weight for a while, and the weight comes back because they're doing emotional eating. You know, when you're depressed, you eat. When you're happy, you eat. When you are angry, you eat. You know, and then we eat comfort foods. We eat something that's sweet. We eat something that, like potatoes, you know, something that's starchy that converts to sugar. So I know that, and so people go to these programs to lose the weight, you know, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and all that, but then they're not dealing with the reasons as to why they're eating the foods to begin with. They're usually eating and overeating because they're trying to fill an emotional void, and that food provides temporary relief. It does not solve anything. So you eat, you feel good for a moment, and then because it's packed with sugar, it ends up you end up eating that again and more because it makes you crave the things, more comfort foods. So your program, you know, I know deals with how to have a healthier approach to the reasons why you eat the foods that you eat, because most of those programs don't really deal with that component that much. They deal with it superficially, but they don't really go into it at length. So I know that your program does.
My program is, I said it, for 28 days. And starting with, I briefly explained you, but starting with first 5 days sugar cleanse. Sugar cleanse means that not just, you know, sweetener, sugar, but carbohydrates like bread, cereal, popcorn, pasta, any kind of those food that change in our body into the sugar. And you just mentioned about the emotional eating, like when we go through emotional change, something difficult, we start thinking about candies, bread, whatever, cake. But that is bidirectional, means that when we feel sad or anger or fear, we think about food. But when we eat bad food, that makes us emotional. So that, you know, if you eat too much sugar, then study already showed that makes you depressed, makes you worried. So that, you know, this is like really vicious cycle that you become emotional, you crave sweets, and then you become emotional again so that you're going to get another sugar. So what my program can do, what my program can help people is just give past 5 days, jump start, kind of reset your metabolism. So you go through this 5 days, and then after 5 days, many people, most of the people who done correctly, said that they don't even want to eat sweet things. Their minds still think that, you know, muffins, cakes, donuts, but when they actually try to eat, their body feels like, I don't want to eat. If I eat this, I'll feel heavy, I'll feel sick. So most of the people, they just stop eating sweet stuff. And so that's kind of give you a push, and then that's just a jump start. So you have to maintain good habit so that, you know, program continues 28 days. 28 days is, study shows that have it stick with you, you need 28 days to have it stick with you. So that I use 28 days. And then if you want to lose more weight, then you can kind of change this program towards your goal weight. However, this is a weight loss program, but the benefit is just not just weight loss, much, much more. Your emotion gets stabilized, and then many people, most of the people, the best thing that happened to most of the people who experience this program is the energy. You will not, you don't know how much energy you are wasting on just to keep extra weight. And I myself did this program in May. And in May, I didn't know I had extra weight. In May, I didn't know I was in bad health. I thought I was okay. And I had to do it because, you know, I offer, when I offer some program, then I have to be able to tell people how I felt. So that I wanted to experience what I did. And then after this program, oh my goodness, I was so surprised how much energy I was wasting to just keep extra pounds. And this is not just me. Everybody in this program says within a week, they start feeling lightness and more energy. And they, so this program, I use food replacement so that you don't have to cook at all. And, you know, because you don't have to cook at all and you can't eat, you know, you are with certain diet, so you don't have to think about food for a while. So when you have extra time not thinking about food or not preparing food, what are you going to do? It's going to be an amazing experience for you if you do this program, because you will have this extra time to, you cannot think about food. So what you're going to think is you're going to see deeper in yourself to about core fear that you have. And you have to face it and then go through it. And I'm going to be with all the participants and going through this process. And that's when your help is coming in, I think, that, you know, why we feel the way we feel, if we want, you know, what kind of feeling we want to feel, those kind of things, you have to really sit down and write it down and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And also in this program, there's opportunity to connect to other participants. And I am experienced that with you and Dr. Imani, that how important for women to connect to other women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that is, you know, that gives me energy, that gives me inspiration, that gives me motivation. So that, you know, this will be a truly amazing opportunity to change. Yeah, so I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about it, too, because I think it's true. When we try to do things independently and by ourselves, we isolate ourselves. And what happens is that people tend to think that they're the only ones having these issues, be they, because I'm going to talk later about the emotional, spiritual, and emotional, spiritual, and mental disconnect that people, women are experiencing, and they think that they're alone and they don't talk to anyone. And in my business as a holistic life coach and psychotherapist, I've had amazing results in my work with women and having them connect with other women and come to see someone like me so they can see that they are not alone. And we sometimes we're not successful when we're trying to do things by ourselves because we don't have a support system. And I think with your program is so wonderful because you're like a coach. You're a coach with them, and, you know, empowering them along the way on their journey as they're losing the weight and giving them healthy information and showing them when they're doing emotional eating. Because a lot of women would go to Weight Watchers, they would go to Jenny Craig, they would go to these other places, and they don't focus, to my knowledge, because I've never had an issue with weight, but from what I've heard is they never focus on the cause. They just focus on counting calories, you know, telling you about foods that have a high glycemic index, which means they're high in sugar, but they don't really deal that much with binge eating and emotional eating, because when people eat, they're eating to soothe internal pain, and that's where I come in as a therapist to help them connect with that and show them a healthier way in which they can deal and address their issues. Because, and we do have things to help that happen in our lives. That, you know, we want comfort. And if there's not a person to comfort you, you turn to the next best thing, which is food, and usually food that's high in sugar and high in fat, you know, greasy foods, fried chicken and all those things, and they affect your health in a negative way.
Right. You know, I love comfort food, and, you know, we receive nourishment from the food. But, and then I do eat comfort food sometimes. But, you know, a little bit, so talking about the balance, how we eat is really unbalanced now, I think. But, you know, why not we eat with people we love to just enjoy, not just a meal, but whole atmosphere, conversation, setting, you know, how it looks, how it smells. But we don't do that because our lifestyle doesn't allow us to enjoy every single aspect of eating, experience of eating. So
right.
We have to be really mindful about food and also our own feeling. You know, I see a lot of women very disconnected from their body to from their mind. You know, sometimes they feel one way and then they're saying other way.
Exactly.
And, right? That's,
exactly.
You know, I think that's also a good thing about being woman, you know, caring, respect to other people. You know, I myself, put myself going through a whole bunch of caregiving role, and I said yes so many times when I should really say no. And it was a big part of my journey, how to say no and feel okay. And those kind of things always come back to, I don't know why, but food, how we eat. And then, you know, what we eat is who we are, really. So that, you know, this program is not just, this program or this teleseminar is not solving of problem solving for everything. But this will be a starting point. This will, you know, make you motivate, make you feel different way, make you be more honest about yourself. And I, you know, this short, 2 months since I met you and Dr. Imani. Every time I talk to you both, I feel really good energy, you know, no matter how I feel before I talk to you, after I talk to you guys, I feel so motivated, inspired, and also our interaction and relationship brings a lot of good things happening in my life in this short period of time. So I'm really, you know, I have hope that we can get together with the participant and make something really good happen.
Oh, I know we can, because in the short time that we have met you too, because we feel extremely, extremely very blessed and fortunate to have met you as well, Zoe. And I think that this collaboration between among you, Dr. Imani, and myself definitely works. Each of us has her own population that, because for me, I deal with the spiritual aspects and the emotional aspects and the metaphysical aspects, and you and Imani do as well. But that's my primary focus. And I also touch on the health, but I would defer to you and Imani, because as Imani says, I stay in my own lane, you know. But I think because each of us has her own expertise and specialty, it just works.
Yes.
So people can get the totality of your piece in terms of the body connection, in terms of women who are, like you said, like you were a caregiver. Women have been traditionally slated to be caregivers. We take care of children. We take care of the spouses, the husbands. We take care of our parents. We take care of our relatives. And who takes care of us at the end of the day?
Right, right, yes.
So we're always giving. And like I said, there is nothing left at the pump. And that's the reason why we're having this free teleseminar series for women, because listening audience, men too, but primarily women, this will be your time and your opportunity to definitely get fed. We're going to provide you with resources at the teleseminar series. This is your special time where you can come and listen to three experts feed you the information that you need, so you're no longer having to be the caregiver or the supporter for everyone else. This is your special sacred time. And women, you are worth it. You are so deserving. So definitely call in on Wednesday to have your special sacred time to listen to the three of us, provide you with free information. It doesn't get any better than that. Free information. And the number again for Wednesday, October the 2nd, is 206-402-0100. And the PIN number is 032865. Again, the dial-in number is 206-402-0100, PIN number 032865. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're having the pre-conference, which means that Dr. Imani, Ms. Zoe Fuji, and myself, Professor Jamila Franklin, will each be making presentations within that hour. And each of us will have an 18-minute presentation. And then the following Wednesdays, each of us will have our own separate presentation to deal specifically with our area of interest. And we will give you more information on that about that on October the 2nd. So, and if anyone in the listening audience now would like to call to talk to Zoe and or to myself, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the telephone number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And both Zoe and I will be able to give you and talk with you and give you some information. So, Zoe, in the last few minutes, because before I give my presentation, what else would you like to share with the listening audience? Because this is so important for people to know about connecting, how to connect their emotions with what they're eating. So, what would you like to share with them?
My program provides a really safe space, only private, only for participants, so that the atmosphere of safety and trust will be provided. I think that's very, very big, because many scientific studies already show that one of the key factors in successful diet or weight loss is the support. So you have to have really trustable support. And I'll give everybody a piece of information that if you are sensitive to sugar, and I have a few questions that I usually use with my clients, which is there are a few questionnaires, but if you really like sweet or I like bread, cereal, popcorn, and pasta, I have or have had an alcoholic problem, and one or both of my parents are or were alcoholics, and one or both of my parents are or were sugar lovers, and I am overweight and don't seem to be able to lose, and I continue to depress no matter what I do. Or I often find myself overreacting to stress, and I have a history of anger that surprises even me. If you answer any of these statements, then you may be very sensitive to sugar, which can be corrected. So,
wow. So if anyone has had a parent who is an alcoholic, or if anyone has had a parent who loves sugar, then that's affecting the biochemistry within the child, because the child then is more predisposed or would be more likely to be connected to sugar. And sugar, you know, is a drug. People don't realize that.
Oh, yes.
It's like a drug, like taking crack cocaine or something. It's very addictive.
Also, depression and overreacting to stress and anger, those are telltale signs of you have sugar sensitivity problem.
Wow, so if a person overreacts to stress or anger?
Right. So that, you know, if
person
you
more sensitive to sugar. Wow, I didn't know that.
So, you know, really, if you change diet, your reaction change, and then, you know, you don't react so much to something that kids do or something your loved one do. It's really, you know, almost physical is like emotional and everything is connected, and then you will see it.
Wow. So it's very important for people in the listening audience for you to definitely tune in to the session that we're having on Wednesday to get more information about this. It was, wow, because I call myself current, and I didn't have that information.
So in my on my website, the first page, home page, it says health is a choice and information is power. I do believe that information is power. It has the power to change your life. So this telephone line is a, you know, really good opportunity for you to get new information.
Wow. And your website, again, is http://zoifuji.com. So for those of you who want more information from Ms. Zoe Fuji, her website is http://zoifuji.com. Wow, that's powerful information.
And then you can contact me through the website, and then also you can find information for of the program called Restorative 28 Days. That's the name of the program. And I have a page set up on my website, too. So.
Okay, so when they go to your website, they can get more information about the 28-day program.
Yes.
Good. So in 28 days, if they stick with your program, the benefits will be what? What are the benefits if they stick with your program
benefits
for 28 days?
More energy, more, of course, weight loss, more energy. You will be much, much calm, so your kids will love you more. And more, you know, better sex, better sleep, and your skin. A lot of people say their skin changed so quickly, becoming more radiant. And and then, you know, you of course lose sugar craving, so your diet, you become changing lifestyle become easier. And that lifestyle change is ongoing effort that we have to, you know, really seriously thinking and work on. However, it gets much easier. And then if you have any kind of hormone issue, those hormone imbalance is not going to be corrected gradually. That's going to help too. And you will aware what is healthy and what is not. So your means that you start listening to your body's voice telling you, this is healthy and this is not. So you will have better choice on food, recreation, rest, stress management. So this program is really inside out program.
It's really wonderful, Zoe. And for those people in the listening audience, in a few minutes remaining, if you want to call to talk to Zoe, the number is 1-812-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-812-572-8023 and press 1. Zoe, is there any information that you want to give to the listening audience before I come on to do my very, very brief presentation at this point? What information would you like to leave with them?
I would just say that I'm looking for starting this Wednesday, the teleseminar, and I am preparing for really good information, and we'll see how it goes, and I hope that a lot of people are listening to us, and then, you know, please refer this teleseminar to your friends and family.
Right. We would like for you to definitely tell others about the teleseminar that we're having on Wednesday. And on the Wednesday teleseminar is a pre-conference, which is giving you like a snippet of what each of us would do in detail later on, because we are making brief presentations on Wednesday with slides, PowerPoint slides, to give you some visuals. It's not just listening. You will see things that we are talking about on PowerPoint slides. And then the following Wednesday, each of us will have an hour for herself to give more information. So, Zoe, thank you so very, very much. And it's such an honor and privilege to be working with you with this collaborative effort called Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community One Woman at a Time. And we are committed, you, Dr. Imani, and myself, we are committed to making a difference on this planet with women of all races in all ages, because it can be done in a holistic, healthy way. And so thank you, Zoe.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so honored, and I really enjoy working with you and Dr. Imani, and I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, and stay on the line. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And you too. Okay. All right, so for the last 20 minutes or so, really 19 minutes, really probably 15 minutes, I will give you some brief information about myself for those of you who may not know who I am. I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am an accomplished holistic psychotherapist, and I am a holistic life coach, a certified aromatherapist, a certified Reiki master, a metaphysician, energy medicine practitioner, holistic life coach, radio talk show host, and a college professor. And what I do is in my practice, I do so many different things, but what I work on doing is providing a wealth of experience and training to my current private practice, which is in holistic psychotherapy and holistic life coaching and holistic health. And I was blessed to have the opportunity to have gone and completed my education at Cornell University for my bachelor's and a master's degree in educational administration at Harvard University, and a master's degree in counseling psychology at Lesley University. And currently I'm pursuing a PhD in holistic life coaching at the University of Sedona. And as a college professor, I've worked as a lecturer and trainer and conducted seminars and trainings at the Minority Women's Health Summit, which was sponsored by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I've also collaborated and done a presentation with the International Black Women's Congress 27th Annual Conference. I've done trainings with the Fulton County Department of EEOC in Georgia. I've done trainings with the Morehouse College of Medicine here in Atlanta, Clark Atlanta Graduate School here in Atlanta, Metamorphosis Empowerment Seminars, Oyende Enterprises Holistic Health Seminars, DeKalb Technical College, Harvard University Medical School, Harvard Graduate School of Design, and I've also done seminars at the 10th Annual Interfaith Health and Human Services Conference, at the Allied Holistic Health Expo, IEC, and CR Bard Medical Supplies, and I'm also the CEO and founder of Oyende Enterprises, Jamila Sense, which is an aromatherapy company, Oyende Holistic Services, and Oyende Publishing Company. I do seminars and trainings, as a matter of fact. I have a seminar coming up and a training, a Reiki 1 and 2 seminar, October 26th and 27th. And what I'm doing is I'm training people who are interested in Reiki and energy medicine to tell you how to prevent illnesses from coming into your body. I'm a certified Reiki master and have been one for over 15 years. And there are programs that I've trained people to do to detect illnesses and to have the illnesses corrected by changing your frequency within your body. And this has been proven to be very effective. As a matter of fact, NIH, the National Institutes for Health Maryland, is studying complementary health, and I've had the opportunity to be featured in the 2013 Ethnolife Insurance African American History Calendar because of my background. They selected 13 people from around the country, and they contacted us. You, you could not apply for that based on our reputation and based on our skills and our success rates. So I was included, and it was such an honor in that calendar for March. So the 2013 calendar, I am Miss March. So I'm so committed to helping people make a change in their lives. I've been doing this for all of my life. As a matter of fact, I was telling someone recently that I've given back in terms of community service without charging anyone for years. And what I've found out is that sometimes people don't value your services when you give them free. They think that, okay, there must be something wrong with you because you're not charging anything. And also, you're sending a message to the universe that you don't value your services as well. So for any of you who are doing services out there and are charging people, at some point in time, I think that you need to really evaluate that and ask yourself why. Because you're too valuable and too important and too skilled and too proficient in what you do to give your services away. There needs to be some kind of exchange in the universe. And so what you do is when you give energy and you give your teachings and your classes and your services, then people who are benefited from your wonderful skill sets and your expertise and your knowledge need to give you an exchange at the same time. Because when you don't have an exchange called money or bartering services, then you are blocking what God, the Creator, Allah, Jehovah, has in store for you. You're saying to the universe that you're not worthy to receive. And so now, at this stage of my life, I'm seeing how I've blocked many of the blessings that the universe had in store for me by not allowing myself to receive. So if you're out there giving away things, you need to say to yourself that you're deserving, particularly if you are doing this and this is part of your livelihood, because you're not honoring your gift, because this is the time in which you need to be able to take care of yourself, because if you're not providing for yourself in terms of taking care of your basic needs, then you can't be available to help the greater community, because then you don't have food, you don't have a place to stay, you haven't taken care of your needs. You know, and when you're on the airplane, they always tell you to put the mask over you first before you put it over your children, because if you're not alive, you can't help them. So we need to really, really look at that. And I think most of us, particularly the people that I know, and a lot of people who are African American, have given service most of our lives, and we have either been underpaid or have not been paid for our work. And so you then get to a point in your career and in your life when you look back and see all the missed opportunities that God had given you to make sure that you were around and that you were comfortable in your life so you could then give freely. Because if you're comfortable financially and if you've taken care of your basic needs, then you're not worried about, okay, I really would like to work with this person, but I can't feed myself, or I'm worried about my gas bill or whatever, and I'm giving away my services, but I can't be fully present with this person because I haven't taken care of my basic needs. So in my practice, what I do is I show people, primarily and particularly women, how to value you, how to take care of you, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your mental health, because as Zoe has said, we are so busy being caretakers to and for everyone else that we are spent or we are exhausted at the end of the day. We haven't taken care of ourselves at all. So I have people I encourage, and I have men in my who come to me too in my practice, but I encourage people regardless of age or race or whatever, and primarily women, because usually women do not have a safe haven for themselves. They are just taking care of everyone else. And they feel like even when they do try to talk to friends, because they have been superwoman for so long, they won't give them attention. They're like, oh, you know you can handle that. You know that you're on top of that. So then they feel like, okay, I shouldn't have even tried to talk to someone else because they're so used to your being the super person. And that's not safe. It's not good. You need to have a safe place and I provide that with my counseling practice and my life coaching. I show you how you're worthy. I show you how you've given away your power. I show you how you can really stand in your own strength and your own power, because if you give away your power, the diseases, because between 75 to 95% of the diseases are stress-related. So if you're having hypertension, cancer, diabetes, they all connected those things now back to stress. When you become stressed out, the body then no longer has reserves, and it cannot protect you. So you think, okay, you know, by my not taking the time off for myself, that's not going to deplete my reserves, or it's not going to affect my body. It is the complete opposite. And when you don't have a person to talk to, and I'm saying people outside of the religious institution, because sometimes you don't want to talk to someone who knows you for confidentiality purposes. And sometimes you're talking to people who don't have the skill sets or the training to help you. They can give you practical information, but sometimes when you get into some deeper areas, they will want to help you, but they just don't have the skill sets. So when you come to someone like myself, what I do is there's no judgment. What I do is I listen to what the issues are, and then I help women and men and young people get back to that safe place, because most of us were born very healthy, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And there's some trauma that we experience in our lives, especially when it comes to emotional health, that traumatizes us and throws and gets us off track. And then we don't know how to get back on the track. So by having someone who is skilled in it and helping you, who's trained in counseling or who's trained in life coaching like myself, I've been in this business for over 25 years, and it's confidential. Feel free to call someone like me, and we can walk through it. Or if you want to do the training, like I said, the Reiki training and the energy medicine, which will help you take your life back and empower yourself. Reiki is now being done in hospitals around the country. The National Cancer Treatment Centers have Reiki Masters in them. So if you want to have more information about that, feel free to call me at 770-808-8051, and I can give you more information about my services. And it's free, even if you don't live in Georgia where I live. I do sessions over Skype or via phone. So because of technology, you can now have sessions that feel like they're face-to-face because of technology. So I'm so committed and so passionate about helping people get back on track, because the world will have you think that you're not good enough, and you are too good enough. You're made in the image of the Most High, so there isn't anything that you cannot do. The world is your oyster, but sometimes you need support. You need someone who's not in it, or who's not experiencing it, or who doesn't know you maybe personally, or even if the person does know you, you need someone who's skilled and trained, who can be objective, who can help you get back on track, because your mental health and your emotional health will affect the body. You can be a vegetarian, and I know vegetarians who have died from cancer because they're stressed. I know vegetarians who have had aneurysms because they're stressed. I know vegetarians who've had strokes because they're stressed. So it's not just the diet. It's the emotional bodies and the mental bodies also affect the physical body. So I would love to talk with you. Feel free to call me at 770-808-8051 to find out more about my practice. And also you can go to my website, which is www.oyendeenterprises, and that is spelled O-Y, like in Young, I, N, like in Nancy, DeenterPrises.com. Again, my website is www.oyendeenterprises.com. My telephone number is 770-808-8051. As I said before, I'm having Reiki classes and energy medicine classes on the 26th and the 27th here in Atlanta, Stone Mountain, Georgia, all day, and I train you. I certify you in Reiki. I train you in Reiki and energy medicine. You will learn everything about energy medicine at the beginning level and everything about Reiki at the Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 level. I feed you. I give you all the books and the certificates, and you walk out empowered. You would know how to prevent cancer. You would know how to relieve stress from the body. You would know how to work on people in your family and your pets. You would understand energy, and you would understand how powerful you are by taking this course that I'm teaching on October 26th and 27th. In addition to that, if you want to find out more about my services, feel free to go to the website, because as Dr. Imani and Ms. Zoe Fuji and I have said, we care about you. I am so passionate about my listening audience. I'm so passionate about everyone that I meet who's interested in changing his or her life. That's my commitment to service and my commitment to humanity. So, and I've always done this, even as a child. I've always worked tirelessly in helping people, because that's my passion. That is my purpose here on this planet. So let me help you. If you need any of my services, please feel free to call 770-808-8051 or go to my website, www.oyendeenterprises.com, and that's www.oyende, OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. And on my website, I have immediate products that will release stress from your body, because I'm a certified aromatherapist, and my products have been in Savoy. I've been listed in Savoy magazine, and they have been in Spirituality and Health magazine, which is at Barnes & Noble and in all the health food stores. Aromatherapy works. You do not have to take a lot of the drugs, which are really not the best for you. I can't pull people off the drugs because I'm not a medical doctor, but I practice ancient medicine, which is very effective with no side effects. I have aromatherapy products that get rid of stress, that work with diabetes, that work with flus and chest and cold and cellulite, and even with cancer. Dr. Oz years ago talked about how aromatherapy would be very effective in relieving stress connected to cancer. So listen to us on our teleseminar that's coming up on Wednesday. We gave the information to you, and then we'll give the information again, because what we want to do is make sure that we're providing you with information that can help you and in some cases may change your lives and in some cases may save your life. The teleseminar on Wednesday, the number again is 206-402-0100. The PIN number is 032865. And it's Wednesday, October the 2nd, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that group is the group that Dr. Imani and Ms. Zoe Fuji and I are a part of. This collaboration. And it's called Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. So we'd like to have you join us on a teleseminar. In addition to that, we definitely would like to hear from you. Please feel free to call us and to call me if you have any questions, and to know that we care about you, we're committed to helping you, we're committed to working with you and serving you. As we say, we're working with each individual person, because what we want to do is spread this commitment, this love, and this knowledge that we have for you out to everyone in the universe, as many people as possible, because this talk show is worldwide. And we invite you to invite others to the teleseminar on Wednesday. We want this to spread out to as many people as possible, because we can do this. We can help change people's thoughts and the way in which they view the world, and in doing so, we can help change and elevate the planet. And it's definitely possible. So please join us on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And feel free to give me a call at 770-808-8051. Again, this is Professor Jamila Franklin, and have a wonderful, productive, and blessed week. And thank you for joining.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today.